You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Draft day. So what are the Colts going to do? Are they going to trade up? And if they trade up, what receiver are they going to take? Because the only reason to trade up is to go get a receiver. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about the rest of the draft equity in the AFC South. Who has the advantage this weekend in terms of lifting their roster just a little bit? Is it the Colts? Is it the Texans? No, it's not the Texans. I'll go ahead and spoiler alert, not the Texans. They don't have a first-round pick. How about the Titans, though? They got first-round picks, or a first-round pick, and they got one that's significantly higher than the one that the Colts have. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Team Penske. They lost a win. They didn't win St. Pete. Joseph Newgarden, the winner, not so much. They did something illegal. They cheated. And it's not really the point that it's cheating. I don't believe Roger Penske knew anything about it, but it's the uncomfortable conversation that must have occurred afterward, because Roger Penske not only owns Team Penske, he owns the IndyCar series, and he owns the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He owns a lot of stuff. He is the boss of the people who had to inform him that he cheated. How do you handle that kind of thing? The Pacers are 5.5-point favorites for tomorrow afternoon's game. We're calling it the afternoon because it tips at 5:30. If you've got tickets to this game, don't show up at 7 and think you're going to see much basketball, because you're not. So 5:30, which, perfect. We get to watch a game. Then at 7 o'clock, we get rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft. So the scheduling's perfect for sports fans, at least in central Indiana, or those who have some kind of stake in the game in Indiana sports. Speaking of Indiana, Luke Goody coming to town today, coming to Bloomington. People are yelling at me on social media saying that I have to stop with the disrespect for Luke Goody. Look, I believe that people who are all agog over the possibility of Luke Goody transferring from Illinois to Indiana, these people are disrespecting the Indiana basketball program. We'll talk about that. This is Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, April. Can you believe it? It's already here. April 25th, 2024, the day of the first round of the NFL draft. We'll also talk about the kind of odd things that occur during draft coverage. I think just because they're habits and kind of uncomfortable, and I don't like them, but ESPN and ABC keep shoving them at us. Because I guess it's what the draft has come to mean. And yes, I'm including Mel Kiper as part of that litany of traditions that need to stop, be finished. Let's go. What would you pay to not have draft coverage featuring Mel Kiper? Although you can get it quite easily, and you will, and I'll tell you where the best draft coverage is going to be. All right. We're brought to you today by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie's awesome. What they do is this. Promo code Kent, K-E-N-T. Use that promo code and you can unlock a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. In fact, you will unlock it. There's no could to it. You will unlock that sign-up bonus. It's a great place. You're going to have fun. They got an online casino. You can bet all the props, whatever you want. There are a lot of props associated with this NFL draft, and they're all kind of interesting as people continue to say Cooper DeJean coming to the Colts at number 15, But the over-under on where he's going to be drafted, middle of the second round. Who you believe? The guys with money or the guys who are like Cooper DeGene? It's up to you. My bookie. You can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. That is what my bookie does. All right, make sure and subscribe because subscribers have a chance to win this. This is an autographed jersey, autographed by Lenny Moore. It's got the authentication right there, the James Spence witnessed authentication. Very, very cool jersey. You must be watching tonight in order to win, and you must be a subscriber to this channel in order to win. Make sure and hit the like button because it's a polite thing to do. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. We love the donations and we love your comments. So leave a comment live, or if you're not watching live, leave a comment. We answer. That's kind of the fun of the whole thing, is to get a dialogue and talk about stuff. The donation gives me a nice graphic for the comment question, and we share it with the class this morning live as we do this. And by the way, we are live, and it looks like it's going to be a wonderful Thursday outside, if just a little bit cool, to start the day. It's draft day. This is a big day. This is really, like, the NFL does their scheduling in such a smart way. It's just awesome. There is always something to talk about in terms of the NFL, whether it's from the Super Bowl to free agency. We're talking about the free agents that teams might sign other than the Colts, because they don't sign a lot of free agents, minus kind of a rogue outlier like Raekwon Davis or Samson Ebukam last year. Then you start talking about the draft.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And you do mock drafts, and you have some fun with that. Then you have the second and third round, then the fourth through the seventh round on Saturday. Talking about that, you've got mini camps, you've got the rookies to talk to. There's just a constant churn of information and insight that can be shared and acquired. And I love it. It's really, really fun. Draft day today, like I said, here is where the rest of the AFC South drafts, as well as the Colts. Titans have the seventh overall pick tonight. So they're going to get better tonight. They're going to be able to draft somebody of a significant lift for their roster tonight at 7. I don't know whether that's going to be Alt. They could take a tackle because they had a tough time protecting Levis last year. Or they could take a receiver. We'll see what they do. They've got Burks. They'd like to augment that receiver group with somebody else. We'll see what they do. Colts 15, Jags 17. The Texans don't have a first rounder. Second round, you've got the Titans at 38, the Texans at 42 and 59. You've got the Colts at 46 and the Jaguars at 48. Third round, you've got the Colts at 82, Texans at 86, Jags at 96, the Titans without a third round pick. So there you go. Two for the Texans in the second, none for the Titans in the third. Colts, again, as they are in so many ways, right in the middle of the AFC South in terms of the draft picks they have. Chris Trapasso, who I suddenly like, he's from CBS Sports. His mock draft that was released most recently, he's got the Colts trading up with the Falcons to go get Malik Nabers. That is the home run. If you're looking for a home run tonight in the NFL draft for the Colts, it's that somehow, someway, they get to a level in the draft, whatever it costs, to go get Malik Nabers, because he is absolutely the most potentially special player in this draft. I am not worried about the shoulder. I'm not worried about the gun charge that was dropped when he was on Bourbon Street. I'm not worried about any of that crap. Not worried about character at all. What I want that guy's ability to set up a corner in single coverage, run past him, and go get the football like he did so many times at LSU. You watch this guy explode through, not just out of a cut, but into the cut, and then through the cut, and then out of the cut, and you're like, whoop. You do. I do that every time I watch his tape. You watch him and you go, whoo. Because you don't see that very often. In fact, you almost never see it. I evoke the name, which is sacred to me, of Gale Sayers, watching Malik Nabers over the past week again and again and again and again. Because he just moves different. Like if you got a guy who can accelerate through a cut, and then accelerate further, find another gear to gain separation with a corner, good corners in the SEC, you really got something. And that is Sayers-esque to me. And you know what? You get a chance to go get a guy like that, you take a guy like that. Whatever you need to do to move up to the neighborhood where you can go get that guy, you go get that guy. Now, if they take a Dunze, I'm not mad at it. I'm okay. I'm good with Rome Odunze. I think he's a high-character dude who can go get the ball in traffic. The difference between Odunze and Nabers doesn't have traffic to fight with going and getting the football because he creates separation. Odunze doesn't create as much separation, but he can go get it in traffic, much like Pittman can. F-E-R-S-O-N says, good morning, Kent. And for the love of God, no trade backs. No trading back, please. Chris Ballard, don't do it. Don't trade back. There's nothing worse watching the draft than saying we have a trade. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have acquired the 15th overall pick from the Indianapolis Colts. They are on the clock. You just want to pull your hair out. I'm done with this. No trading back. You don't get a more special player than you would have been able to get by trading back to go get, it doesn't work. That's bad draft math. Don't do it, Chris Ballard, for the love of Pete. The mock drafts are all the same, right? They have all coalesced into this homogenized draft where you've got Williams and Daniels and May, then Harrison Jr., then Nabers, then Ault, then McCarthy, then Turner, then Odunze going ninth to the Bears, then Brock Bowers, then Fasciano. Then you've got Fuaga. Then you've got Arnold. Then you've got Latham. Then you got Mitchell and Murphy. That is the way, with minor tweaks, that's the way it works. It is not going to work that way tonight. I guarantee it. It never does. You can get like the first three right, and then it all goes cattywampus. And it's going to go cattywampus tonight at 4 because somebody is going to do something with the Cardinals, or the Cardinals are going to do something at 4. That's going to send this thing, it's going to change the orbit of this draft. Team Penske, they lose the win at St. Pete. That race was run like almost 2 months ago. The cheating that went on was not found until the most recent race. Newgarden comes down, Pato O'Ward gets the win. The thing that's interesting to me about this is that somebody discovered this and said, oh no. And they had to go tell the captain. And when you have to have a difficult conversation with Roger Penske, I got to tell you, it must be one of the more unpleasant moments of a person's life. I don't think that Roger Penske is happy about this at all. I doubt that Tim Cindric is really happy about this. He kind of runs Team Penske. But Roger Penske is the boss of everyone and everything that is associated with IndyCar racing and with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and with Team Penske. And when you got a guy, you got to have a conversation with a guy that wears those three hats that you don't want to have, that's going to keep you up nights. That is not a pleasant deal. The violation was this allowed, I guess, push to pass to be activated on restarts. And they say that nobody gained an advantage. However, still cheating. And so they took down Newgarden, and there you go. So, news from IndyCar, which we almost never talk about. The Bears City of Chicago, they got a plan for a $5 billion stadium on Chicago's lakefront adjacent to where Soldier Field is today. Soldier Field has been the home for the Chicago Bears going back to like 1970, 1971. Prior to that, they operated out of Wrigley Field. $2 billion of this would come from the Bears. Man, you want to know what? You want to do business in the state of Illinois, in the city of Chicago, people are going to get paid. And so the state legislature in Illinois is saying, whoa, 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 whoa. We're not on board with this yet. So somebody, whether it's Kevin Warren or somebody from the city, they're going to have to go down to Springfield and share the sugar, right? That's what they're going to have to do. There's some guys going to have to get a big bag, and then all the hurdles are going to be removed from this plan. What the Bears are going to do with that tract of land that they bought a couple of years ago that used to house Arlington Park, I don't know, and I don't really care. But somehow, some way, a bunch of people are going to get paid for this thing to get built. Looks beautiful. Looks similar. How smart was the city of Indianapolis, the state of Indiana, and the Indianapolis Colts to build Lucas Oil Stadium, which is still a really, really functional, good stadium? And they did it for about $750 million instead of going $5 billion for a new facility. Holy crap. Colts going to come for their money, though. That lease, it expires. They can signal their intention, the Colts can, to vacate after the 34th season. They can do that in 2032. At some point soon, conversations are going to have to be had about a lease extension. Pacers ready for a pivotal game three. Everything's pivotal. All games are pivotal in a best of seven series. There is no game that's not pivotal in a best of seven, but they call it pivotal. It's redundant, of course, but you can't have a game three without somebody saying that it's pivotal, and it, of course it is. Game four then is going to be pivotal because you're either going to be tied at two or you're going to be up 3-1 or down 3-1, depending on how this works. And that's a big difference. And then game five is going to be pivotal because somebody is likely going to be able to either take, well, it's definite, going to take a 3-2 lead or they're going to lose the series. That's pivotal. Game six, of course, is pivotal. And game seven, the most pivotal of all. They're all pivotal. Anyway, Pacers 5.5-point favorites for tomorrow night's game, which seems exorbitant to me. Luke Goody in Bloomington today. So if you're in Bloomington, I'll be down there. I'll be in Bloomington. You see a 6'7", vaguely athletic-looking redhead. Say hello. Say welcome home. Do something. You know what? And people are busting my chops about Luke Goody because I'm saying, look, he comes to Bloomington. He doesn't come to Bloomington. I really don't care. He wasn't a starter. He started like seven games over his three-year career at Illinois all last year. He's a rotational player who can hit some shots. He's a good three-point shooter. If Indiana has fought, what?
Not pivotal.
He is not pivotal for the Hoosiers. Well played, Julie. This is a guy who, if he comes to Bloomington, fine. But when we fall so far that we need to rely upon an Illinois transfer to bring excitement to the Indiana basketball program, ho-ho, that program has fallen. It has fallen into utter chaos, and we will not represent chaos on this program. Birthdays today. Dan Conkle, celebrating a birthday. Tyler Stevens, happy birthday. Tony Gregory, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Radio show starting in just a couple of minutes. And, oh, we're going to have coverage all day long. If we hear about a trade, you will hear it here. Breaking news at once. Bulletins at once on the station where news, sports news, always comes first. The Kent Sterling YouTube channel. And then tonight, as the Colts select, we'll be here. And what's more annoying in this thing than Mel Kiper, number one, number two, these hugs, these awkward hugs between Roger Goodell, who tries to portray himself as a man of the people on draft night when we know he's not a man of the people. That's just awkward. It's not good. I don't like, especially in draft coverage, I do not like the announcement of the drafts being dependent time-wise upon the delivery of the analysis. I don't like that. Mel Kiper, shut the hell up. Let Roger Goodell go to the podium and make the next selection, or at least announce it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.